You're listening to the Honeypot Chats, a podcast about cybersecurity with your hosts, Brenda and Tambi.
Welcome to another episode of Honeypot Chats. Today we're discussing social media and cybersecurity in the workplace. Now, it's become a norm to shoot a reel or a video. I don't even know the difference, to be honest. The same thing. I don't know.
Maybe reels, short video, video, maybe.
Yeah, so it's become a norm to shoot a reel or a video showcasing parts of our workdays on social media. And, you know, people are doing this via TikTok, Instagram, WhatsApp. And while it seems like something very cool to do, you know, because in the long run, you are promoting your employer's brand, or maybe you are just trying to inspire others who may want to see how you go about your day. But on the other hand, it also introduces risks that expose our coworkers, our employers, and ourselves to cybersecurity. Worst case scenario, it could actually get you fired for violating a company policy.
Yeah, speaking of getting fired and violating a policy, back in October, Apple actually fired somebody, you know, over the viral day in the life TikTok video that she had done. The video showed a glimpse of the company, so offices, and also some of the employees' offices. And in her own words, she was trying to be inspiring, you know, showing people that, you know, right, she worked for Apple and, you know, this is where she's coming from, you know, back then, where we are versus where I am now. So according to 9to5 Mac report, Apple forbids employees from taking footage within the company, right? And it's done so either via individual NDAs or the employee contracts that you sign as you become an employee of the company. It's also possible that the video could have exposed like industry secrets, plans for new devices, or even exposed the security system at the office.
Yeah. So now, even though some companies may not be strict with photos or videos taken in the workplace that end up on social media, it's always best and wise to be safe and find out the do's and don'ts in the workplace. So what we're going to do is we're going to share three tips on the do's and don'ts of social media use in the workplace, keeping cybersecurity in mind. Brenda, take it away.
So know your company policies about social media. How many of us actually read those policy documents when we get employed? You know, so read the fine line. You know, there are policies about, you know, how you conduct yourself, how you present the business, how you supposed to use social media. And I think with the boom of social media, most of these companies are putting in policies that monitor that. So before you post your work pictures or pictures in the workplace on social media, go through the company policy and the procedures of social media usage. Even speak to your HR department. I'm sure that, you know, there was always somebody who's willing to straighten out stuff if you're confused and you don't know what to do. Tambi, what's another thing that people should do?
Another thing that we should do is do not overshare. Now, oversharing on social media is rife because, you know, we want to share every part of our personal lives. Now, that also applies to your professional life when we talk about oversharing. By oversharing your professional life, you are putting yourself and your employer at risk. So, for example, sharing too many photos from your workplace may actually allow threat actors or cyber criminals to get a good layout of the physical security at that location. So, you know, you're just taking a selfie or whatever it is at your desk, and but then, you know, you're kind of oblivious to the fact that behind you it's showing, you know, access control to, let's say, a server room or something, or even just a picture of the server room and what's in the server room. So sharing too much information on social media actually makes it easier to even impersonate you and commit identity theft. So make sure you review your social media settings to limit what you share to people you know and trust. And also just be very careful with what you're sharing. Brenda, what is the last point that we have?
The last one is don't be careless with workspace photos, right? So what we mean with regards to this is office photos are extremely popular on social media for several reasons. Like you said, Tambi, you want to inspire people, you want to, you know, promote the brand that you're working for, and so many other reasons. People share them to show off, to show how either your organized workspace is, how there's a nice kitchen for you to make coffee or whatever it is, right? So if you're going to do this in terms of sharing, you know, a view from your office or the coffee station or your even the desk that you sit at, make sure that all confidential information are not actually going to be there. So for example, you took a photo of your desk, right? And you're working on some big project. Have you actually asked yourself what is visible in that photo? You know, yeah. Are there any documents? Are there any files that are open from your computer that have company trade secrets? You know, is there a customer file that's open that you shouldn't be displaying? You know, what people don't understand is that once this actually gets leaked and people, as much as you have a social media team in the company that you work for, remember every other business has also a social media team. So if they come across their personal information on your page and happen to see that you work for X company, it could actually be a hefty fine for your employer, you know?
Yeah.
So the simplest thing to do is either don't take the pictures of, you know, the nature of revealing information, or if you're going to do take those pictures, remove all sensitive information from the places that you're trying to take the pictures from. So anything else, Tambi?
No, I think we've pretty much covered it, but just in closing, you know, we just advise everyone to maintain a healthy dose of suspicion when it comes to social media. You know, keep yourself updated with company policies and follow the cyber hygiene guidance from your cybersecurity departments. Also, we have episodes where we have provided basic cybersecurity tips to help you stay vigilant. And so that's all from us regarding social media and cybersecurity in the workplace. We hope you've learned something new. Always looking forward to your feedback and comments. In case there are any other topics you want us to cover, please do let us know and we will definitely look into that. Bye for now.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Honeypot Chats with Brenda and Tambi. Join us next time.